Hello. I'm kind of new to this, but I do have a podcast as well on Blog Talk Radio, and also I have a blog on WordPress. So I really wanted to share what I wrote on my blog this week on Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. And I believe that maybe it will help someone, especially if you're going through something. So I'm just going to read what I wrote on my blog, if especially for those who haven't seen my blog before. But it says, "We have been going through so much in 2020 and 2021, and it's now extending into 2022. And some days it's difficult to be encouraged to smile through the discouragement, hurt, and pain. You may even have had to let some things go or let some people go, and you can no longer see clearly, but you knew the vision God has given you and the purpose for your life. It seems unreachable, like there is a block on every side. Your relationships may be in turmoil. You may feel lonely. You can't see a way out. Your job situation, maybe it's in chaos, and it seems the enemy has targeted you to sift you like wheat. Your burdens have become too difficult to bear, and all the news around you seems negative and discouraging. But I am reminded of the latter rain and what it is. Today, I just wanted to share what God gave me, and I wrote about it's a while ago on March 31st, 2019. And as I said, I did share this in my blog on Wednesday. Although trouble and pain are all around you and you don't know what to do, continue to pray with faith and with diligence. Pray for the blessings of God upon your life and watch those chains be broken. Watch healing abound. Watch doors of opportunity open. Watch mountains come down. Watch God move with an abundance of rain upon your life. Zechariah 10:1, it says, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field." For in 2023, let us believe God for his latter rain, his Holy Spirit upon us like never before, revealing his glory. Trust God for his favor and his blessings, believing and knowing that although the years have been tough, God has never left our side. And that, I think that could be challenging for many of us. I know there's been times that I felt like so down and like everything around me is just coming on me. It's just coming on me like without even a care. It just keeps coming one thing after another. But I always have to remember that God, he has been with us. He has been with me. And yes, many have lost loved ones. They've lost their homes. But God wants us to still trust him. He wants us to trust him through the good and the bad, through health, sickness, happiness, tears. He wants us to know he is always with us. He has always been with us. God never changes. His Holy Spirit, he comforts. He gives us strength when we thought we had none and we didn't think we could get through it. He is always with us when we're afraid and didn't know what would happen. And although you may still be going through, God says, and He wants us to trust us. He will bring on the latter rain, the rain of His Holy Spirit that reigns over our lives, the rain that gives life when we think death is upon us, the rain that brings healing when our pain seems so great, the rain that brings joy when tears don't seem to stop flowing, the rain that brings salvation when we think all hope is lost. Remember, we are children of God. He loves us. He is with us. He will never leave nor forsake us. He won't forget us because he loves us so much. And I know that sometimes it feels like God is far away. It feels like he's not listening, but he's listening. He just wants us to trust him. And life is not always going to be easy. And sometimes we pray, we're like, Lord, I want it to happen now. Let it happen now. Fix it now. But I believe that in our waiting is where we gain our strength. And though many times we're hurting inside and we're just begging God, Lord, when is this going to end? When is it going to end? But we still have to stand firm on God's promises. He wants us to continue to press on. Press on. Press on without worry. Press on without fear. And not forgetting that he loves us and he's holding us and he's walking beside us to give us the strength to go through. And he keeps us and he loves us like no one ever could. So we just have to open our heart to the Lord because his latter rain is near. Just pray and we wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. I am reminded of a song, and I even put this in my blog, that trouble don't last always. And if you know that song, you know it rings in your ear. Trouble don't last always. So let us look up and know where our help comes from. Trust God and know that his Holy Spirit surrounds his children. Be ready for his latter rain. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Don't give up. God is with you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know, the burdens that you have, but he's with you, know that he's by your side and whatever you're going through. And some people have more problems than others and more struggles. Maybe they're in the hospital bed, or maybe they don't know where their last dime is coming from, where how to pay their bills. I know I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he says, he has cancer, his wife has cancer, they don't know how they're going to pay their bills. And he really just needed a word of encouragement. And I was even at a loss for words of what to tell him, but and all I could say was just trust God, because I've been in the situation where I didn't have a job. And up until the very last minute, and I was like, man, how am I going to pay the bills? And it was like God was right on time. I don't know how he just worked it out. He just worked it out for me. And I was like, man, God, it's like he just came right on time. Whether somebody gave me the money to pay that bill or the bill was canceled, I was like, Lord, just he's miraculous. And so we just have to have faith and don't give up. Don't give up. And I just wanted to even just say a prayer. Like I said, I'm kind of new to this, so even if it's like, somebody is like responding, I guess I wouldn't really know because, like I said, I'm kind of new. But I just pray that you got something out of this, and so I'm just gonna pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for those that are listening right now, that you will lift your eyes upon them, bless them and keep them. Whatever they're going through, God, you know their burdens, you know their trials, God. You know their struggles. And Lord, I'm just asking, Lord, that you just keep them in your perfect peace. Surround them with your love. Surround them and comfort them with your Holy Spirit. Lord, give them favor in whatever they do. Send someone their way, even to help them and give them a word of encouragement today. Shine your light upon them and lift them up today. Lord, we just ask, even if they have pain in their body, Lord, we're praying for miraculous healing. Right now, in Jesus' name, We thank you, Lord, that even when you died on the cross for our sins, that your blood was shed even for our healing, for our forgiveness. And Lord, I just ask and pray, Lord, that you just touch those that are listening. Touch them, oh God. Touch their minds, touch their hearts, touch their bodies. Relieve them of all pain, oh God. Break down anything that's trying to hinder them from going forward, God. We're asking for your strength today in the name of Jesus and for your peace. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your loving kindness, the peace that surpasses all understanding, God. In the name of Jesus today, Lord, we ask that you bless their families today. Maybe they weren't able to spend Thanksgiving with their family and they're feeling down. But Lord, I ask for your encouragement. Encourage them today, God. In Jesus' name, encourage them. Encourage their hearts. Encourage their minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Let them know that your love abounds more than anything, and that they can trust you and go to you with anything. Even if they're hurting inside, they can cry out to you. Lord, you are our healer, our deliverer, our strong tower. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for touching your people. And though sometimes we feel like our prayers are not heard, you hear us. You hear us. Because you love us so. Lord, I just pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, keep everyone listening. Watch over them. Give them peace. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for your blessings over each and every person, over their families, over their children, over their loved ones, even those that may be in the hospital listening, God. I thank you for your peace. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen. Be blessed, guys. And I hope you know that you have a wonderful day and the rest of the wonderful week. So take care. Bye.